During this fortnight for freedom, Light of Life Radio presents Witnesses to Freedom.
Henriette Dilley, a free woman of color, lived in New Orleans in the early 19th century. She affirmed the God-given dignity of persons of African descent during the era of slavery. With immense love and courage, she confronted the dehumanizing conditions. Descendant of an enslaved African woman and white slave owner, Henriette was born into the precarious class of Creoles, or free blacks, of mixed heritage. They lived resourcefully by purchasing property, working as entrepreneurs, and finding ways to creatively secure financial resources. Henriette promoted sacramental marriage. A devout Catholic, Henriette worked to bring religious education and the sacraments of the Church to the many enslaved, as well as free persons of African descent. Consequently, Henriette served as the godmother, sponsor, and catechist for many infant, youth, and adults presented for baptism, Holy Eucharist, and matrimony. She enlisted the support of two other free women of color, Juliette Gordon and Josephine Charles. Together, they sought and cared for orphans, the aged, disabled, infirmed, and indigent in the community. As honorable as these efforts were, Henriette confronted many obstacles. Most of the ruling class, including church officials, opposed the Black Religious Association. Named the Association of the Holy Family, the lay people advanced a common mission: to teach catechism to the poor and to prepare them for First Communion. Henriette, Juliette, and Josephine did not wear an official habit, and they made no public vows. Nevertheless, their service, mercy, and love was the catalyst for founding of the Sisters of the Holy Family Congregation. Henriette persevered. She was determined to serve, and her persistence leaves a legacy for all. Venerable Henriette Dilley, servant of slaves, pray for us.